90.5 FM KSJS presents
Mecca 1111111111.
Muslims engaged in creating consciousness
in America.
In the name of God, the most merciful, the most gracious. Welcome to Mecca One right here on this station, 90.5 FM KSJS, Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. So if you don't know, now you do. Alhamdulillah, we have a guest speaker with us taking some time out of his busy schedule. Ustad Suhaib Webb, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam tala.
How you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
So today we're going to, inshallah, talk about
Ramadan resolutions.
Yeah.
So what's your Ramadan resolution, Brother Umair?
One of them is renewing of intention. That's a major one.
But Umair, I think your audience members, as well as myself, we'd like you to open up with us. Tell us what's deeply going on inside yourself.
Well,
I mean, do you have something that you'd like to share with the world? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Why don't we take some calls? Okay. So let's ask other listeners to call up and who has the best Ramadan resolution. And then you can give them, don't you have some prizes?
Yeah, I always have prizes. We're giving away men and
pencils
women.
Pencils or something?
No, Men and Women by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
Are you sure you don't want to share with us your...
Okay, everybody listen, turn up your radio.
Here we go.
Here's my New Year's.
Umair's going to open up.
Here's my New Year's.
Would you like a sofa or something you can sit on?
Yeah, actually, hold on, let me grab it.
Okay, kick up your feet a little bit on the, Okay, Umair, now you have to visualize that you're in a large meadow with a big blue sky. You need to open up and let us know what's going on.
Do I have my laptop with me?
No, man.
Okay.
But there's a DSL connection.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so my New Year's.
Your Ramadan.
Ramadan.
Astaghfirullah. Well, that, see, right there,
you're already revealing to us
some of the subliminal aspects of your personality that, you know, you really subconsciously are celebrating New Year's.
No, speaking of New Year's, actually, I forgot to announce this event.
What happened, Akhi? What happened to the sofa? Let's go back to the sofa issue.
Okay.
So, Umair, I'm an imam, trust me, okay? I'm not going to harm you. I don't have any watches. I'm not going to, you know, hypnotize you or something. Let's hear what you've got.
Okay. Well, for
we know that you're subconsciously celebrating New Year's.
No, I'm not.
We've learned that.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So for those of you guys who do know me, you know, I tend to be really busy, and some of the complaints that come my
way. What time do you usually wake up in the morning after Fajr?
Well, after Fajr.
Oh, okay.
Usually I don't. Usually I don't try to go to sleep afterwards.
Yeah, that's good. Alhamdulillah. You get that barakah time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I try to either, you know, start your day early, end it early.
Why am I asking the questions? You're the host.
Because you're the host.
Okay. Oh, it's Suhaib 1 again.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things that people complain about is my organization skills. And since I do have a lot of things going on, I usually don't make deadlines, or I'm a little day behind or so. So one of the things that I wanted to, you know, get a Ramadan resolution, which was to really get myself together in terms of my organization skills. Yeah, organizing my calendar, because I got a Macintosh, and on there is this calendar function, and I want to start using that, like fill it out, like this day, at this time.
Do you have something against PC users?
Huh?
Do you have something against PC users?
No, I used to be actually a PC person, but now I'm a Mac person.
You're really opening up today. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. So now I'm a Mac person now.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. So it's not.
So you're Mackin.
Fee Kuli Mackin.
Okay.
Right. That's one of my resolutions, is to get.
That's a great one, though.
Because my time, next thing you know, it's like a week later, and I haven't done a lot of the stuff which I wanted to do. And another one major thing that's really bothering me right now is the fact that I have two cars and I need to sell one.
Really?
And if
Would you like to describe the one that's for sale for us? What does it look like?
Actually, both of them are for sale. One of them is a Honda Civic, and it looks like a Transformer, or actually it looks like a rice rocket. But it's missing a front bumper, and it's got some Bondo on it. That's because I need to get it painted.
What year is it?
It's a 95.
What color?
It's candy blue.
What's the price?
I don't know. When I finish it, that's when I'm probably
going to... Oh, you're...
Yeah,
you're...
it's still a project car. I started working on it in 98. So,
Right. Thank you, Amir. So let's ask our callers to call. Now, honestly, though, let's, Zakala Kherachi, you can get off the sofa now and everything. But honestly, I'm sure a lot of us, you know, we came up with some nice Ramadan resolutions, right? So, like, mine is to try to catch the Fajr every day in the masjid.
Alhamdulillah.
After Ramadan, you know.
That's good.
Let's see, you know, whoever calls with the best Ramadan resolution, I think we're going to hook them up with something really nice. What's that number, brother?
408-924-KSJS. That's 408-924-5757. And this could be for our non-Muslim listeners, too.
So they could throw in their New Year's resolution.
Yeah, sure. I mean...
Since you're celebrating Subliman anyways.
Right. So if you do have something that you want to share with us, like you're trying to break the habit or break the cycle of trying to stop, then you could just give us a call, 408-924...
First caller, right?
Yeah, first caller, 408-924...
A brand new car?
No.
Oh,
5757.
I got a nice Honda I could give him.
You can?
Yeah, it has no bumper, some bond on it. Oh, sorry.
That's my car.
Okay, it looks like we got our first caller here, so let's see what's going on. Brother Omer is on the phone. I decided to take the day off, so I'm just going to let Omer take the show. But please try to call in and give us your Ramadan resolution. Somebody just called. I guess they...
Call, are you there?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
This is Kadura. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
I really enjoy your show, guys. It's wonderful. My Ramadan resolution is try not to be angry. Try to hold myself and deal with these things with ease, you know.
Give him a fat door prize.
Okay, so we'll hook you up with Sheikh Hamza Yusuf's Men and Women.
Jazakallah.
It's a CD, so...
That's a very good resolution.
Yeah.
Jazakallah, guys, for the show. It's great.
So just email us at mecca1@ksjs.org, and we'll send that over to you. What was your name again, brother?
Anis Qadura.
Anis, okay, so we'll remember that when we get the email.
Remember Yassin Youth Club.
Yassin Youth
Club. We'll host the Sheikh in our next event, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll be there, inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay, well,
so let's talk about anger for a while, brother Omer. I mean, I have trouble sometimes with anger, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
I usually get really red in the face and start to sweat and become kind of, aggressive.
Huh. So, but that doesn't seem so bad because that it seems to me that you're controlling your anger.
Yeah, the problem is when, you know, when you slip, though.
Ah.
You know, because yeah. like that hadith of Abu Huraira, right? When the Prophet ﷺ, the man, he came to him and said, "Awsini, advise me, O Messenger of Allah." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "La taghdab, don't become angry." Faraddada miraran, he asked again, advise me, like three times he asked him. And every time he said, like, don't be angry. And anger, if you look like, especially in the family breakdowns and stuff, and divorces, and, you know, and how many people get shot at clubs, you know, over anger? How many people get, you know, beat up in the streets over anger? How many bad things happen every day because of anger?
Right.
So we can see, like, the Prophet's advice. Imam Anawi said, it doesn't mean that you'll not become angry, but it means when you get angry, chill.
Right.
And the Prophet also, he gave us some advice on how to handle anger, right?
Right. It's to change your state. Like, for example, if you're sitting down, you stand up. If you're standing up, you sit down. And there's also other procedures, like you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, that is to seek refuge from shaitan. Another one is to, we all know this for anybody, if you're Muslim or not, is water. Water is a tool that can be used, like to throw water on somebody's face, you know? But we make wudu.
Them, make you a little angry.
What?
Throw water in someone's face?
No. Like throw water. You know when
like
when
a pail or
no, like,
hose.
Don't you
or...
see the movies when like they get
movies.
Angry
again? Omera's revealing his subliminal
nature.
I'm
talking about
again.
The message and the legacy
yeah,
of the Prophet.
Aren't those the only movies we
legacy
can watch?
Legacy of the Prophet, man.
No. Actually, we have three movies we can watch now. We can watch Legacy of the Prophet, The Message, and
what about Malcolm X?
Yeah, Malcolm X, the G-rated version.
G-rated? Okay. What about Finding Nemo?
According to Cha-Cha, we can't watch that movie.
Yeah.
So let's get to our next caller. The next person who calls, we're going to give them a bottle of rubbing alcohol, inshallah.
What?
So there's a bottle of rubbing alcohol right there. I mean, what a door prize. You might cut. It's halal, right, alcohol? This alcohol is halal.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't drink it.
Well, no, this you can't drink rubbing alcohol anyways. Okay, so the next caller that calls up, you know, in case you got some sores or anything you need to fix, we got a bottle of rubbing alcohol right here ready for you. Muslims, you have to, you know, race to do the good deeds. We want to hear someone's Ramadan resolution.
408-924-KSJS. That's 408-924-5757. You know, I just came back from England.
Really?
Right.
Did you see Harry?
No.
Okay.
He's still in Pakistan.
On Peshawar.
He's level 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So, man, they're so polite over there. I was at a wedding, and the guy, and like people...
Whose wedding?
Somebody's wedding in
Whose wedding?
Somebody's wedding in
the... But the question is who?
No, some of my friends.
Oh, not you.
No.
You're not trying to say, like, my friend, like, it's really you, but
no,
it's really
no,
your friend.
No.
Like, people come to me like, well, my friend has a problem. Like, yeah, no. Right. Yeah, right. Your friend has a problem.
I wouldn't be doing the show. I'd be on vacation. I'd have somebody doing the show, like, filling in, like, a CD or something.
That's true.
I wouldn't be here. Shoot. Straight taken off.
But where would you go on your honeymoon if you had it?
I really want to go to Mecca.
Yeah, that's tight. That'll that's tight. SubhanAllah.
Yeah,
Honolulu's running a close fourth or fifth, but...
Honolulu's probably like number 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're waiting on our next caller for that bottle of rubbing alcohol. Halal, of course.
We actually did have a caller who called up, but accidentally hung up on him, and he was going to stop trying to eat pork.
MashaAllah, man. May Allah help that brother, man, because the swine is killing folks. So it looks like we got another caller here, so we'll put them on, and we'll hear their Ramadan resolution.
Caller, are you there?
Yes. Alaikum.
Walaikum Salaam. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah, doing good. How are you?
Good.
You guys need better prizes, you know. People would call in, you know, free CDs and things like that would be nice.
Well, yeah, we should give out a book, actually.
Really?
A book on back
free
pain.
Free back and neck pain book. So for those
Along with the rubbing alcohol.
Right.
Perfect match.
Perfect.
You mean rapid recovery from back and neck pain?
How did you know the title?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You read the book?
So maybe it's something wrong.
What a coincidence. I love it. That's good. So anyway, I think I do have what some may call a sense of humor. And as a result, I do joke around a little more than I should. Okay. So, alhamdulillah, during Ramadan, it's a time when you get a chance to change your routine and get a chance to really look inside. And I set my goal from the beginning of Ramadan to try to kind of joke around a little less and be a little more serious and watch my tongue. And I don't know how much success I had, but I feel a change, alhamdulillah.
Okay. So do you think the amount of precautions you were taking during Ramadan, they remained with you out of Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah, yes. I made other resolutions, and so far, alhamdulillah, you do need a plan, though, and that's what Shaitan has for you. As soon as Ramadan ends, there is a plan that he will try to get you back to where you were before.
Right, exactly.
So you do need to have a plan for yourself, and if you have a family, with your family, so you can continue with the good changes, starting with the regular visit to the masjid. So even just spending time there, not necessarily because there's a program, but trying to set some time just to be there, just to have a chance to slow down and reflect and communicate more closely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah, that sounds like a beautiful resolution, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala, you know, grant you steadfastness in that. And may you continue to do so all the way till next Ramadan, inshallah.
Inshallah. And you guys keep up the good work, and keep me your prayers.
Definitely.
Make sure to get that bottle of rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, and we do have that rubbing alcohol for you if you want to pick it up, inshallah.
Okay, I'll look forward to that prize.
Okay.
All right, so that was a nice one. That was very nice.
Yeah, it was. And the thing that got in my head was just spending time in the masjid.
Right.
Even though there's no programs and nothing going on.
All right. So I think we'll take one more caller, and I guess we can up the ante here and give out a box of peroxide.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it bubbles on the infection.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Nah, let's give out something better than that. How about what do you got?
How about a DVD?
Oh, you got some DVDs?
Yeah, I still got some DVDs left from the Malcolm X.
I'm down with DVD.
The Malcolm X,
you know,
DVD,
me.
I still got that.
I'm down.
Are you
with
down
DVD?
With a DVD?
Yeah, you know me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So back to your other resolutions. Could you elaborate further on... Oh! Bailed Umar out. Got someone else on the line who wants to share a resolution with us.
ASJS, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So you wanted to call in to share a resolution with us?
Yes, my resolution is to stop swearing too much.
Stop what?
Swearing.
Swearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you
know that's bad.
Muslim?
That's really bad. That brings on more negative energy towards you when you're like, so, you know what I mean?
Right. Are you Muslim?
No, I'm not. But like the other caller, I was like, I'm going to call and talk to them.
Thanks,
and besides, I wanted the bottle of alcohol too.
You what? Oh, you
wanted the bottle of alcohol?
No, peroxide.
Actually, it's rubbing alcohol.
Oh, okay. Well,
peroxide.
Yeah, I want it.
Okay.
I have some sores. No, just kidding.
Yeah, we'll stick
with
the CDs.
Kidding.
We'll
I'm
stick
kidding.
With the CDs, yeah.
Yeah, we could send you a CD. If you could just email us, mecca1, M-E-C-C-A,
O-N-E
at ksgs.org, and we could send that over to you. So what do you usually say when you bump into, like, for example, the table or something? I mean, no, don't say the word.
Oh, you know, I don't even have to bump into something. I could just be talking normal, and I'm like, F that. You know what I mean?
Right.
F that. And I just say a lot of bad words. Like, I don't know. It's in my vocabulary. Like, one time my brother's like, you shouldn't cuss so much. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to knock it off. 5 minutes later, I said, like, the F word, like, 3 times. Like, I didn't even know I was doing it. You know, it's
right.
Just like, I say it, like,
whatever. Why do you think, like, cussing has become so prevalent in the culture? Like, I mean, 25 years ago, it was uncouth to drop an...
Right. Even if somebody said, like, darn, that was pretty bad. You know?
Yeah, my mom would rip my ear off.
I think because society and the world is changing so quickly that everything that we do now is accepted, you know.
It's kind of scary.
You know, that's like, there's bigger things going on that cussing is so minor, you know, compared to the other things. So that way, people hear and they're like, oh, whatever, they just cuss. You know, there's bigger things, I guess. I don't know, I guess.
But do you
people,
think,
huh?
But do you think doing small things leads to bigger things?
Of course. I mean, I started out with not cussing really in front of my parents, and now I do it all the time that they just don't even tell me that thing no more. But
so
yeah,
you,
at least
so
you have
parents,
to like stop.
You cuss in front of your parents.
My parents?
Yeah.
Well, what do they say? They tell me that I shouldn't talk like that. That's not good. It looks really bad, especially because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I shouldn't talk like that. But it's like it's hard. It's like I just, like, it's a habit. It's, like, one of those bad habits that people have, you know, like,
some people smoke,
other people do drugs. I cuss, and I can't stop sometimes, and that's what my problem is, so I'm going to make a resolution to knock it off.
I think there's a simple remedy we could tell her about.
What's that?
It's from the Islamic perspective. You think she'll mind?
Really?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I mean, that, you know, in Islam, we believe that there's an angel that's on your right shoulder and your left shoulder, and the angel on your left shoulder writes down all the bad things you say.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that poor angel has a lot of things written down.
But just imagine, though, like one day, all those things that have been written down, you know, you'll be asked about it. That's a good way to stop.
Are you serious?
But then at the same time, whatever you do something good or a good word or you help out or a good deed, you know, help a friend in need.
It gets erased.
You not only erase, but you also, the angel writes a good deed down for you.
Yeah, that's tight.
But say, for example, you do slip because we're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But if you repent, or even if you feel bad inside your heart, you know, then the angel doesn't write it down. The angel actually waits to see.
That's my problem, that I do it. So I just do it. Like, I don't notice I do it. Like, one time I was having, like, I was talking to this guy, and he, like, counted actually the many times I said the F word. And he was like, you said it 13 times. And I was like, why are you even counting? Like, that totally freaked me out. But
hey, are you sure he wasn't an angel?
I'm pretty sure he wasn't an angel. He's far from an angel. But it totally, like, surprised me because it brought it to my attention that that's how bad it is, that I don't even realize it. And for someone to realize it and to actually count the amount of times, I mean, that's pretty bad.
I think one thing is that she should set some goals for herself. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil or anything.
But, like, set some goals.
Reward
yourself. Like, say, for example, in one day, if you don't use whatever word you commonly use,
mm-hmm.
You know, then treat yourself to something that you like. You know, that's, of course, permissible or, you know, nice. And I think over time you'd eventually get... I remember I used to cuss like crazy, Umair. I used to cuss like every other word, and then I became Muslim.
Uh-huh.
And I read in the 20th chapter, 23rd chapter of the Quran,
uh-huh.
where it says the believers are people who don't use bad language.
Uh-huh.
And Imam SubhanAllah, from that day till now, like, there's some words, I'm like, also for our guest on the phone,
uh-huh.
there's some words I have not said in like almost 12 years.
Wow.
Like the F word that she was referring to, I haven't said it in almost like 13 years.
Right.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah, that's what
not even like once, like as a
I'm a father, nothing? Man. I got to set example for my kids, you know?
Oh, you have kids, so yeah, definitely. Like, I try to watch my mouth, especially with my nephews around, because I don't want him to say that, and then I tell him, no, don't say it.
Right.
You know, because then that would be like a hypocrite, you know? So I try to watch myself around my nephew, but it's really hard, like, when I'm with, like, other people.
Yeah.
Or at work, too. I think I do it mostly, too, because at work, I have to definitely watch what I say, because I work in a place where it's really professional, so I have to, like, not be so, like, talk like that. But
isn't being human being a professional job in itself?
Yeah, I guess so. But when they're paying me to be a professional, then I have to, like, put on the act, you know?
That's true.
But you made actually a very important point, is that who you hang out with does make a huge difference in terms of how you act. Because
it doesn't even really have to be anyone. Like, they could be like the nicest person, and if I feel comfortable around that person, I'll just be like.
But what if you're hanging around with your grandma, for example?
I don't have any grandma.
Oh, well, somebody like an older person or something. Like your teacher,
Don King.
Like my teacher, Don King.
Don King.
I don't know. I'd probably say something. Like, it would come out.
Okay, well, guess what? You've been talking on here for like 3 minutes.
And you haven't cussed once.
Say one bad word.
You can do it.
And not only that, but you guys are like religious. So I would feel kind of like ashamed to be talking like that in front of you guys. You know what I mean?
So imagine that God sees you wherever you are.
That is so true. But you know what? Part of me really doesn't believe in God, so I don't want to go all there.
All right, we'll have to go to another show for
that's
that
a different
one.
Show. Too.
Yeah, see, that's a different show. But that's
we should
so
actually
true.
Do a show.
But see how you have like, trouble. Yeah, how you trouble not stopping something bad, and then you have it also. Let's do it. Let's do it now. You have trouble stopping something that's bad, and at the same time, you have a problem with your belief in God. So imagine if your belief in God was strong, it'd probably be easier.
That's
to
not
stop
true
that.
Because there's a lot of people that believe in God, and they're so evil. Like, the reason I don't believe in so much in God no more was because I used to go to a church where, like, the whole church was corrupted. Like, the pastor was, like, he was, like, like telling like the people bought him a new car, and he would like remind people, "Oh, it's time to pay for the."
Yeah, but that's
payment.
Not religious, though. I mean, that's hypocritical.
That is.
Yeah, we're not talking about pseudo religious people,
but
right?
See, I was really young, and I was going to that church for years. You know what I mean? So my image of how it was supposed to be was totally ruined because I had gone there for years, and I came to believe that. What the hell? You know, after I realized that
you
this
just
wasn't
slipped.
Right.
You just slipped, man. You were doing great. Okay, so what happened when you were young? Go ahead and keep, we're listening to you.
Well,
we're
this church is like totally corrupted. I mean, like the pastor's daughter was a whore. I mean, it was like all
sister,
bad.
Please, that's twice in 1 minute.
See, I don't even mean to do it. It just comes
right,
out.
Right.
Like,
just don't go too bad. We don't have censors on this radio station.
Oh,
so
yeah. See, that's another reason because I was like,
trouble.
They can't bleep
but,
it out.
But like, honestly, that's not how we would define a religious person Islamically. That's how we would define a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Islamically, a religious person has to start with your heart, and then it comes out in your actions. And that relationship, I mean, although people can see that you do things, but the one who really knows is God, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you should come to the mosque one time. You'll see some nice people there.
You
might change your life.
You know what? I think I would. I think I would like that. It seems like
something that would
put me at ease with myself.
Because you know what happened to me? Like, because I became Muslim when I was 20, and the same thing happened to me when
I'm
I was 20
right now.
The same thing. Like, the guy was driving a fat Cadillac. We was bumping a Pinto. And it was like, what kind of religious leader is this? I mean, you know, I'm not saying that all religious leaders are like that, but I had the similar experience that she had.
Yeah, and I just, like, ever since then, like, every time they like, talk about church, that's the image I get. Like, that's what comes up in my mind, and that's like, never mind, it's just a waste of time.
Right, right.
People are just gonna, like, people are just there to, you know, talk about each other and, like, gossip. It's, like, not even criticize each other.
So what
it's
we'll
not
do
even
is,
worth going to church.
Is you email us here at Mecca One, and we'll hook you up with an address and a program you can come to, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Okay. Is there like an address where I can go check this out?
Yeah.
Okay, what is
email
it?
Email us here at Mecca One, or do you have it here?
It's meccaone@ksjs.org, and we could forward that information to you and also hook you up with that CD.
Okay, well, thank you guys very much.
Right, we appreciate you spending your time with us. You have a wonderful day.
I'm definitely going to stop cussing.
Try not to cuss for the rest of the night.
I'm going to try, but it's going to be hard. I'm going to definitely try. Like,
you just did it for 15 minutes.
Thank you, guys.
Okay,
thank you.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was the most amazing call, mashallah. Looks like we got some more callers coming. I guess people are needing rubbing alcohol around here because the phone is really lighting up right now. So. Yeah, so keep calling. We're going to take some more calls. I guess there's a lot of people with cuts and bruises out there because the phone line is just lighting up, man. I think there's someone at the door.
No, it's not. 408-924-5757. 408-924-KSJS. No, nobody's at the door. Nobody's at the door, man.
I think it's Cha-Cha, man.
Really?
I just saw him run by. I think it's him. Hold on.
No, okay, fine. Go get the door. I really hate having guests over, man. God. But anyway, if you guys do have 408-924-KSJS, 408-924-5757.
Cha-Cha's here, and he looks like he wants to share some information with us. Also, let's get some more calls in there. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak, give me a hug, man.
No, man, I don't like hugging,
give
man.
Give me a hug.
No, I remember when I first became Muslim and people tried to hug me, it really threw me off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm doing alhamdulillah.
Cha-Cha is here. So what brings you through the radio station?
Yeah, I'm on my vacation.
Eid vacation.
Hey, yeah.
Did you bring me an Eidi?
Yeah, I brought you bounty. Yeah, you already ate it.
No, I need some. Do you have a lada?
What?
The laddu.
Laddu?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't tell me. All I brought was bounty.
Okay.
From England. You have your England chocolate?
No, I'm not.
Very wonderful, yeah.
Okay. I think Umair wants to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, I didn't. You had a question, right?
Yeah, so where did you pray your Tarawih at, Cha-Cha?
I prayed it at the Cha-Cha Mosque.
There's a Masjid al-Cha-Cha?
Yes, it's strictly for Cha-Chas. No youth allowed. Because we commonly see at the MCA.
Why you gotta say names?
Sorry. We commonly see the masjids in the Santa Clara area on Scott Area Road that the kids are running around in the community hall.
No, not this year.
Really?
They clamped down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about the entertainment center. They got the gym and everything.
Yeah. No, but I think they got like some babysitting this year going.
Babysitting?
Yeah.
Very good. Wonderful.
Really? Why are you shaking your head while you talk?
Well, it's a habit here.
Okay, it's kind of like it's like those bubble things.
No, but I also lose valuable calories here.
Okay,
just
on the
my stocking neck. Increase the calorie ratio 20%.
Okay. Cha-cha. Cha-cha, yeah. Sorry to disrespect you like that. We're talking about our Ramadan resolutions and those things that we would like to... What does Hanji mean?
Hanji means, yeah, I told you last time too, man.
I don't know your language, bro.
Okay. You're taking class, remember?
Yeah, you flunked me.
Yeah, I flunked you.
Yeah, that's for the IAU, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Cha-Cha, we're talking... it's not your show, please.
Okay.
Cha-Cha, we're talking about Ramadan resolutions, and we just had a caller call to talk about their anger. We had another caller plugging his back in. I mean, no, we had another caller talking about he wanted to be more serious and stop joking around.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a non-Muslim guest call talking about how she wanted to stop cussing.
Yeah.
So what about yourself? Do you know what a resolution is?
Yeah, resolution is when the treaty is signed. That means you have to follow the orders.
No, we're talking about
resolution,
goals.
Resolution, right?
Like a goal.
Goal.
Did you have any goals for Ramadan?
Yes, I had many goals. One of them is to break my fast on time.
No, after Ramadan.
Oh.
Break your fast on time.
Yeah, not to do it early, because you know you get anticipation. You get anticipating.
Yeah.
Anticipating.
Oh, okay. It looks like Imam Patrick's at the door.
Hey, Cha-Cha, how you doing? Hey, white man, Assalamu alaikum. How you doing, man? Imam Barak to you. Give me a little hug, you crazy Cha-Cha. Assalamu alaikum, man. Yes, so how you doing,
Suhaim?
How you doing? Long time no see here, buddy.
Assalamu alaikum. Imam Patrick.
Imam Barak to you, too.
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're talking about Ramadan resolutions,
uh-huh.
And Cha-Cha, his is to lower the gaze.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
Mine is... Actually, I didn't really want to tell you guys, but I often chew tobacco. Bad habit I have sometimes is to chew tobacco.
And Chewbacca? Isn't that a guy in Star Wars?
No. Tobacco.
Oh, tobacco. I thought you said Chewbacca.
No. I guess you'd be watching a lot of movies, huh?
No. Umair told me about that. In his session earlier.
Right. Well, you see, so, and then, you know, I met with Cha-Cha, then he introduced me to Pon. Pon is like one of them yellow things you're supposed to chew, makes your mouth all red, the next thing you know, you got mouth cancer. So, it just took me a while to get rid of that habit, and Ramadan is one of them things that helped me do it. So far, I've had no Pons, no tobacco.
Tobacco free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why you had those round circles burning in your thobe.
Right. Right, because sometimes, because you got to keep on spitting, right? And sometimes I miss, because the tobe's long and fluid.
Right,
when the wind blows
right,
and then the
right.
spit goes, it's just crazy.
Right, okay. Well, it's great to see you guys.
No, but I see brother San Jose State brother here, sports. I want to know what your New Year's resolution is.
Let's hear it.
Come on. Come over here. Don't be shy now.
Got to introduce yourself. Well, my name is Brother San Jose State basketball player.
Whoa, a player.
A player. My New Year's resolution is to not talk on shows like this anymore because I realize that I normally get in trouble when I talk on shows like this, so I got to keep my mouth closed.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Anyways, I guess that's the end of our show. I mean, we got some more people in here. We want to hear your New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution?
Yes.
I don't have any New Year's resolution.
And then you're slipping. I think your New Year's resolution would to be start thinking about a New Year's resolution. Yes, buddy. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Ryan.
Uh-huh.
I plan on losing some weight.
Okay.
That's mine.
Okay. New Year's resolution you want to share with us?
Hey, my name's Nana. I actually want to be able to do the Chinese splits before the year is over. I don't know why. I just want to do it.
Right. And that concludes the show. We'll just edit that later out. Anyway,
I will give the mic back to Brother Omer, and we'll end the show because it's about that time. Yeah, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, so for all your questions and comments about the show, you can make sure to email us at mecca1, M-E-C-C-A-O-N-E, at ksjs.org. I'd like to thank my guest speakers, Ustad Soheib Webb, Assalamu alaikum, and also our sports cast who just stepped in the station. They're coming up next. One people, one message, one life. We're out. Mecca 1. Assalamu alaikum.
Mecca 1.
Mecca 1 is an independent media organization designed to build, educate, invite, and enlighten all walks of life to the truths of Islam through radio, web, print, and broadcast media. Mecca 1 Media is a non-profit 501c3 tax-exempt charitable organization. Mecca 1 Media relies upon the support from listeners like you to help provide the world with quality radio programming. Visit us on the web at www.mecca1.org. That's www.mecca1.org.
Mecca 1.